Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to talk about the Mueller report being released yesterday in Washington and the fallout from it. And Todd Stone is a former City of Richmond and Henrico County prosecutor, now an attorney, and joins us to give us the legal assessment, his legal assessment of what we saw yesterday. Todd, am I safe in saying that the president has been cleared of the underlying major issue, which was, did he or anyone in his family or the senior people in the campaign collude, interface with Russian officials to try to throw the election or influence the 2016 election? He's clear of that, right?
Well, that's what the report suggests. That's a really tough question, because there's been many investigations that have spun off from this, and there's an ongoing counterintelligence investigation that I think takes precedence over over the criminal charges at this point. But the Mueller report...
Now, I'm not asking whether Russia did something, but whether Trump did something with Russia. Because it's clear Russia and probably a whole bunch of other bad actors tried to influence American voters, whether it's stupid Facebook ads or whether it's more nefarious than that, hacking into computers. But the president himself and his senior people are not implicated in any of that.
Right. So this report says that there was not enough evidence to prove a conspiracy. Collusion is not a legal term. It's just a generic term. But a conspiracy is what a meeting of the minds. And so the Mueller report, this redacted version that we got, indicates lots of really disturbing contacts with Russians, but it also leaves it to the Attorney General and to Congress, more importantly, to decide. They says they do not have any specific evidence of the Trump campaign colluding and coordinating. That's correct. So,
yeah, and having around a lot of campaigns, every shady jerk out there shows up during a campaign. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if someone maybe connected to Vladimir Putin, somebody's a friend of Vladimir Putin's, or somebody who's just a Russian shady person showed up and said, hey, I want to talk to you about foreign policy, and wound up taking a meeting with a junior staffer. That's different than, hey, let's coordinate how to we'll give you $10,000 if you'll be the bad guys and place these ads on Facebook. I mean, that's what I was concerned might be revealed, and it appears that didn't even happen.
Well, no, I mean, I'll tell you, read the report and read the executive summary. This is a really disturbing document, and there is page after
What's disturbing about it? Tell me, tell me what specifically jumps out.
Well, okay, so it's 448 pages, which I've had for half a day and had to get a little bit of sleep in there. So if you read the executive summaries, you'll see that they're the Russian government, the social media campaign. There is a lot of detail about what they've done with Twitter and the retweeting of a lot of fake accounts that were set up. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about massive numbers of these, but they're being retweeted by many in the Trump campaign. And obviously that's not enough to say that there's a conspiracy with the Russian government. The fact that so many in the campaign have lied about the contacts, that also is something that's a circumstantial bit of evidence that could potentially indicate that there's something there. The fact that Trump's lawyers, there's information there about messaging Cohen about his testimony and indicating that suggesting that he should stay consistent with the president's message. There's a consistent pattern of behavior that is really, really suspicious. But Mueller's mandate was to look to see, the letter appointing him said, look to see if there's any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump and matters that arise from that. So it's sort of a snapshot of that time period. And Mr. Mueller, special counsel, has been abundantly fair, I think, in not coming down and making a decision, leaving it to Congress while this counterintelligence investigation is going on to see if there is remaining influence there. And that's, I think, what I grabbed from this report. I mean, there's a lot. It's really important, I think, for people to read this report. It's a really hard thing to condense 440 some pages, which I haven't even finished reading, into a 2 or 3 minute soundbite here. Mm-hmm. But
is it fair for me to say that Robert Mueller and his team, filled with people who were not Trump supporters, this isn't biased, all people, card-carrying members of the Republican National Committee.
I don't
Committee.
Know who they support, but I'm with you with Mueller.
And most of them, a whole bunch of the people who were on his staff are clearly Democrats, that if they had found very, very clear evidence that the president himself or his family members or members of the executive team of the campaign had actually coordinated it, that would be clearly articulated in this report.
Well, I mean, I've never seen our justice system be so political, honestly. I have been in this for 28 years, and it's become so politicized, and that is just a very disheartening thing to me. It doesn't matter. Robert Mueller's been a Republican his whole life, and he, and I don't know what people think on his team, and I don't think we should try to go behind and try to figure out what they're thinking. But looking just at the evidence, there's a lot of disturbing contacts, but they do not rise to the level of prosecuting a conspiracy to hack the election in 2016. But there's they spun off at least 12 other investigations from this.
It's going to be a never-ending thing, and I think Democrats are not going to drop it. Yeah. Hey, we're out of time. Todd Stone, former Henrico and Richmond prosecutor. Yeah,
yep.
I concur with that. Hey, thank you very much, Todd. Appreciate it.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.